You're listening to Casual Swim.
Are there any parallels with London and New York, essentially?
London and New York are like the two cities where we probably play the biggest shows. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's kind of like, it's not like that there's pressure or anything, but it's like, oh, the big New York show, oh, the big London show. So it's always exciting to play them. I don't know. And your kids go, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's kind of, both are crazy. Some other places are, like the west coast of the States is like where kids go fucking insane. But like, but kids are crazy at the New York shows, kids are crazy at the London shows.
Do you enjoy the kind of, I don't know, like the dense nature of the cities? Are you a city boy essentially? Now in your kind of, your mid-20s or whatever, do you enjoy the like the denser, more like urban cities?
I think that as I've gotten older, I've started not liking it. Especially now that, you know, if I go to like neighborhoods, like hip neighborhoods, then there's either going to be somebody that wants to take a photo with me or somebody that's like, there's that Mac DeMarco. I'd rather just stay the fuck away from that shit.
Yeah, when you were like growing up or whatever, did you foresee that would have been kind of like cool to be like for people to spot you and to be known as this musician? And as you kind of like living in it day to day, do you find that that's slightly like a bit frustrating, a bit annoying?
Well, I mean, it's fine. Like, I'm happy to meet anybody, but you know, it's just funny that there are like concentrated areas, especially in big cities, like that will happen. I mean, aside from that too, it's just like the density of a place like, you know, New York, like even in Brooklyn or wherever. It's like, for me, one of my main anxieties through my whole like life as a musician is like, having a place where I can play the drums and not getting shit about it.
Right.
Like I've had so many fucking neighbors yell at me through my life. Just let me fucking play the drums, please. I'm pretty much, like, I'm a huge fan of living in a house, having a little bit of space, not paying an absurd amount of money for like a shoebox apartment. That pretty much doesn't, I mean, I figured it out in New York City, but almost doesn't exist, but... Mm. I'll probably move to like a small town or something at some point.
Retire at age 30.
Yeah.
Okay, well, congrats on releasing your new record. Like, there must have been a bit of nervousness releasing that. How do you reckon it's gone so far?
I don't know, I think it's good. I mean, I wouldn't say I was... This time around, like the last time with the second full-length album, that was a little more nerve-wracking. I was like, oh God. But this time I was just like, I don't give a fuck. The blogs think this time, I don't give a fuck. Like, I know people are going to buy it. I know, hopefully my family, you know, it's not like a huge leap in any weird direction. So I don't think anybody's going to be shocked enough to be like, this sucks. Or like, you know, this. So I was just kind of like, enjoy it. And I don't really know how it's been going. I mean, the tour's been going good.
But. Yeah, I mean, you guys have been selling out shows. And so, I mean, that's definitely a good thing. So I'd say it'd be going pretty fucking good.
There you go.
Do you feel... Because you've kind of like getting a bit of traction now and, you know, you've got released some really great records, that you feel like additional pressure to make records for the people or for your listeners? Or do you feel that you still have your own creative freedom to bang out weird shit that you just love doing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I never really pay attention to the like, it's a weird thing because, I mean, you are making something that inherently is going to be seen by all these people. And in my case, I already have a built-in fan base that I'm anticipating and waiting. But I think that the reason, like, the thing, like, the fans that I do have built in, I think kind of would just go along with whatever I want to do. Like, they kind of would, you know, maybe not assume, but, like, they know about me, right? So I think that the weird part, when people start kind of, like, dropping the ball and making weird shit, start writing for the fans that they... don't have yet.
Okay.
I think they're like, oh, these new, like, I gotta write a fucking radio for people.
Right.
But I don't really give a shit. So, yeah, I mean, I feel completely in control of the creative aspect of the music still. It's not like, you know, I'm on a small little indie label. It's not like they're like,
you gotta
this
do that.
Is a fucking, you know, radio announcer. Yeah. I do whatever I want, pretty much.
I think we've touched on it before, but, like, speaking about editorial and, like, music journalism and all that kind of stuff, do you, like, pay attention to, like, reviews and write-ups? Or I guess it's, like, an unfortunate realism of the music industry that, you know, these people are writing, whether you like it or not, about you. And I don't know, what's your opinion on all that? Do you tend to, like, turn a blind eye to it? Or do you like to...
I mean, it depends. I don't read the reviews really anymore, or the write-ups that much. I mean, maybe sometimes I will, depending on like what it's in. Like, if it's in something funny nowadays, like, you know, I think they gave me like an article in like Playboy or something.
Did they do that?
Here, you know?
Like, yeah.
So that kind of stuff is funny. But as far as like the Pitchfork article or like the Enemy write-up or whatever, like, you know, I like someone will be like, oh, they were nice, or like, you know, they gave you a good score. That's fine. Like, the thing for me that's most interesting is, but like, my album's leaked now. Like, I don't know, I'm just unlucky.
That's the most interesting thing for me.
Because all the blogs they review after the release date, but if the kids have the album and before some blog tells them how to feel about it, then you get like you know, that's when you get a real scope of if your real fans actually liked it or not. Especially with this album, I put my fucking address at the end, so kids are coming over being like, hey, and then they tell me exactly how they feel about the album right to my face before it's even out. I was like, okay, cool.
I think that's a much better approach. I think this is just my personal opinion, but you have these like blogs and forums and editorials that just tell your listeners what to think about your music, and I reckon it's an unnecessary loop. For some like fucked up reason, people, they have like huge followings and they're so powerful, but I think they're almost like an unnecessary step that just kind of happens sometimes, you know?
I mean, I think it's funny because it is, you know, it's weird that the tastemakers exist, for example. But, I mean, thanks to, you know, websites like Pitchfork, and I mean, like, they, back when nobody knew what my music was or anything, like, it is, that's what bridges the gap, where it's like, you know, it really kind of thrusts you out into, not into, like, the mainstream or something, but just, like, into, like...
Knowingness.
Yeah, just, but, you know, on a smaller scale than, like, you know... fucking huge pop acts or whatever. It's crazy how it works. I don't know.
So, kind of talking about music making, like, how has your music changed from, like, Salad Days to another one?
I think that's the... Well, I don't know. I mean, for me, I think that the things that changed aren't the things that people would have gone, like, ooh, you know? Like, for me, it's like the songwriting has changed. My lyrical approach has changed, you know, and the, maybe the structure and the way I, you know, present it and stuff. But, you know, it's not like I'm, like, playing a brand new, like, crazy guitar scale or something. Or, like, you know, the drums are just... So it's... I think when people, you know, I mean, there's a lot more keyboard, too, I think, which is another main thing. But I think people were kind of anticipating, like, yeah, his next album's going to be, like, fucking 12 Chamber of Reflections. You know? It's just like, no, it's not. Yeah. You know, it's not...
Do you feel the need to change up your music style? Or is it more of a kind of organic progression? Would you be happy writing another album or another EP based off kind of the styles of your previous album? Or are you interested in like changing up your styles? Or
I mean, I do. I like to keep it fresh for me. I think what's happened now, like after two and then Salad Days and now another one, it's kind of like, you know, I've found this like, it's kind of like, you know, my own style or, you know, it's like, it's my, it's for me at this point now, it's like my progression into songwriting and into, you know, trying these things out. So, I don't know. I mean,
okay.
I do feel like, things are changing and progressive, but it's not like I'm doing, like, a fucking EDM album or something. It's still still a guitar album, you know? It sounds like I made it, so.
So, like, what's your creative approach? Like, do you have one that's kind of set in stone, or do you kind of, I don't know, change it based on, like, something that inspires you? Or, like, is it logical, or is it just kind of, is it flexible?
Definitely flexible. I mean, I kind of just, I don't really, I mean, I don't know where the songs come from. I just sit down and they just come instead of, I don't think about it. It's not like I'm, you know, going around for a week like, I got to write a song about this. It's just kind of like, but there you go.
Yeah.
And I mean, it depends. Sometimes I'll be playing on a guitar, sometimes with a keyboard or like a piano. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like, it's funny for me too, because I come from the, you know, a generation of like, you know, home recorder, do it yourself. Young guy play all the instruments, so another instrument for me is the tape machine, you know. It's kind of like I'm playing that as the same as I'm playing all the other instruments. I'm like, you know, just watching it come together. I never really know what is going to happen. Sometimes it turns out, so lucky me, you know. Sometimes it doesn't. But
so this is one for kind of, I guess, the tech audience. What kind of hardware do you use? So what's
like
what?
For recording the new record, what did I use? I had my drum set, bought a fancy snare, bought some big hi-hats, bought a nice...
Pretty stock standard stuff.
I mean, you know, that, and then I'll use, what do I use? I bought this new Stratocaster, 1970. So I feel like a dad buying the expensive
stuff. Yeah.
So that's nice. I used some old Mustang bass, my roommate's bass. That was nice. Tascam 388. It's like a big old quarter inch tape machine, flatbed tape machine. It's got the mixer built in. Great machine, good sound. That West Coast sound, baby. Yeah.
West Coast sound.
That's everybody. Because like the OCs and Ty Segall and those guys, they all use that. So it was, yeah, West Coast sound. Juno 60, a lot of Juno 60, DX7. So the synthesizers on this album. And, yeah, I don't know. What else did I fuck? Yamaha. Yamaha E1005.
Okay. I'll
that's,
keep that
the, that's the rack delay that I like.
Are you trying not to give away your secrets? Or
no, I mean, yeah. I just don't really use that much stuff. But I have one of those Alesis Microverb 4s. I use that for some stuff.
Yeah.
Yamaha. I use Space Echoes for the effects sometimes. Pretty much, though. I mean, it's just like, you know, you just put a mic in front of something, you play the instrument, and boom, then you got a record. So
nice.
It's not that many secrets to be had.
Yeah. What are your plans for the future? Are you happy just making tunes and traveling around, or do you want to, like, branch out into other areas and other creative projects?
I mean, I just kind of, my whole vibe is just to take things as they come. So if something, you know, interesting does, you know, crop up in the future, then yeah, maybe I'll try it out. Be it, I don't know, it could be anything. Or like a collaboration, even in music or whatever, or I mean, who knows.